Welcome to this month's Community Call to Action event. My name is Amanda, and I'm the events coordinator for Shamanism Without Borders, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice, supporting shamanic practitioners who tend to natural disasters, acts of terrorism, war, pollution, and anything that causes disruption and suffering to humanity, to the animal and plant life, and the Earth's delicate biosystem. Today's SWB process will be focused on tending to COVID-19 and led by Jose Stevens, SSP board member and co-founder of the PowerPath School of Shamanism. Thank you, Jose, for taking the time to join us and leading this month's live community call to action event. All right, welcome, Jose.
Okay, so we're gonna begin here. We don't have a lot of time, so we have a lot to do. So we're gonna begin right away with calling in the directions to open up our process here. So, Spirit of the East, we call upon you to open our program here, to support us with inspiration, to support us with light, to inspire us, and to make all things new. We're so grateful to you. Spirit of the South, we call upon you to open our hearts and open our minds and help us to experience the connection that we have with all that is, and to experience the beauty within ourselves and that beauty that connects us with our world. Even though sometimes there's problems with our world and it doesn't look beautiful, there's a beauty that's behind it all and interpenetrating it. And we ask you to help us to connect with spirit through that beauty and an open heart during this process. Spirit of the West, we call upon you to help us to release and let go of any kind of obstacles that we may run into, either obstacles within ourselves or the obstacles that we become aware of in the world today that we're tending to and asking for help with. And Spirit of the North, we call upon you to help us to tap into our own power, our own vitality, our own well-being, and our own sense of responsibility and ability to be good leaders and role models, which this process entails, to actually do something that's a global process. In the Spirit of the Sky above, we ask you to download much information into us, and we ask you to protect us during this process. And Spirit of the Earth, we ask you to be a good foundation for us. Thank you for being our source of resources and being our foundation, being good grounding for us in this process. And we call upon all the spirits that surround each one of us. We call upon those of you that would like to help us today and support us. All the allies, all the totems that each one of us has that can help us in this process that we're about to embark on. And we ask you that you take some value from this yourself, so that you will also be participating in receiving whatever healing you might need. And Great Spirit, we thank you for our lives. We thank you for this opportunity to come together like this in a way that's constructive, in a way that helps us to do something influential, something good together. So we're not really used to global events that tend to be so vast, like the current pandemic that's sweeping the whole planet. Usually when we do attending process, it's more narrowly targeted, like to a specific location or a set of conditions, like maybe the Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico, or the earthquake that happened in Nepal, or fires in Australia. Those are big events, but they were not global, and they were targeted. So we could focus in a specific direction in a specific area. But today our target's a virus. It's a contagion that's sweeping the whole world. And not only is it a virus, but it's all the people infected by the virus, the grief and worry of all their loved ones, the loss of economic health of the planet, the grief of the isolation that people are going through, their isolation from their loved ones, the trauma of not being able to say goodbye to loved ones in some cases, the fear of change and the unknown future, and all this conspiracy theories about the source of the virus and its spread, the paranoia that goes on, the limitations on travel, on freedom, restrictions on freedom, for example, the blame, the anger, the rage, the worry, for example, that fascist governments are taking advantage of the pandemic to gain more control over their people and limit their freedoms, and on and on and on. I've only named some of the phenomena that's going on. So this is a very, very vast and multi-layered process. So there's no way any one of us can deal with all of these considerations at one tending event. There's also the issue that we still don't know exactly what a virus is, even though medical people talk about it all the time. There's still a lot of controversy over the nature of viruses, like what their purpose is and what they're made of and why they exist. And there's some experts that say that viruses are just remains of toxic activity in the body, and others that say they're contagions from other sources. And we know that viruses can be manipulated in labs and changed, but there's still a lot of mystery about them. We don't really know very much about viruses at all. So in general, it's probably most helpful if we approach viruses, the virus, as part of nature, a mechanism for change that's got a greater purpose, an end goal. And because nature is intelligent, nature is not random. And so what is that purpose that it has? What does it want? What's its medicine? How will it accomplish its medicine? Who are its allies? So in some ways, we need a container big enough to include all these things. So in this program today, we're going to need to tend to people who have died, and people who are frightened, and people who are in grief over loss, and how to tend them. And we may not be able to address all these issues, like I said, but you can choose what aspect you want to work with. You know, pick your target area and just work on that. Do some healing on it or bring balance to it. I did address shamanism and death in a psychopomp address I gave recently on the SSP site. And you can, I highly recommend that you listen to that. And death, of course, it's a passage where souls find themselves still aware after leaving their bodies. In a way, it's a discovery that there's actually no real death. There's just leaving of the body. So death involves a special energy that supports the person leaving their body, but is not particularly healthy for those present at their death, the living, let's say. So there's lots of doctors and nurses and health professionals, including volunteers, that might be struggling with being around so much death right now. It's happening all over the world. And some of these people are very overworked. And in some cases, it may have led to their own deaths, unfortunately. So it might be something you choose to address in your journey to discover how to tend to this big phenomena that's taking place at this time. So when so many souls leave the planet all at once, it can be a little overwhelming to assist so many to go where they need to go. It might be necessary to consult the allies and the helping spirits about how to deal with the souls that may be confused or caught between the worlds or unable to make a proper transition, especially among the younger victims, because the older people tend to realize their life is coming to an end, but younger people don't exactly have that same concept. They're not expecting to die. And then suddenly it happens to them and they may be unprepared, let's say. So I know that SSP mentioned that I'd talk a little bit about neutrality. And I just want to point to you to the recent audio I did for SSP website on neutrality. So I highly recommend you listen to that too. But here's a couple words about it. Neutrality is really, really important in shamanic work. It doesn't help to approach this work with the same vibration as the problem we're trying to heal. So this is not about ourselves. And it's not about indulging your own grief, your own fear, your own anger, or your own worries, or what have you. You can't solve a problem from the same place the problem was created. That's a famous phrase. So let's begin by becoming neutral ourselves. So here's a really brief exercise to let go of all our own stuff. So what I'd like you to do just for now, find a comfortable position. Hopefully you're sitting down or lying down. And what I'd like you to do is find the center of your head, which you can find by roughly putting your finger on that place between your eyebrows where your third eye is, and imagining that there's a line that goes from there to the back of your head. And then draw another line between the tips of your ears. And where those lines intersect would be roughly the center of your head, a place that's known as the third ventricle of the brain. Also, it's known as the cave of Brahma, or the palace, the crystal palace. And the reality is that it's a very neutral place. Just get comfortable there. See if you can put yourself there. In other words, be there. And imagine that all around you is a golden light. A very high vibrational golden light. And now what I'd like you to do is put a very slight smile on your lips. Not a big grin, not a big exaggerated smile. Just a very mild smile, like a Mona Lisa type smile. And I'm going to go over a short list of triggers, actually the ones I just mentioned a few minutes ago. And what I'd like you to do is just smile at each one of these. And allow whatever resistance that it brings up, or grief, or whatever trigger points you have. What I'd like you to do is just imagine that you could bring all that up to this space in the center of your head with the golden light and let alchemy do the rest. It's a very neutral place, the center of your head. So the alchemy of it is that it'll take whatever you bring up that has a trigger to it and it'll just render it neutral. So let's go over some of these triggers now while you do the process. So just contemplate that there's a pandemic, a contagious virus making its way around the world. And smile at the virus. Benevolently and warmly. And that virus is taking lives all over the world. many, many lives. And this process is creating tremendous worry and fear among millions of people around the planet. Just contemplate that for a moment. And people are being asked to isolate from one another, something that feels very unnatural to them. Even isolate from their loved ones, their grandchildren, and relatives, and their best friends. And how sad that feels. And among some people, it raises great anger, rage even. And around the world in different places, some people are faced with the prospect of not being able to say goodbye to their loved ones as they die because of the contagion. And millions of people around the world are facing a changed world, an unknown world, with an unknown future. They're worried about their economics, their finances, loss of jobs, loss of routine, disconnection. And some people are placing great blame, even if sometimes the blame is misplaced, on other countries, on other people. It's their fault. And around the world, there are those that may be taking advantage of the pandemic, either cashing in some dishonest ways or taking people's freedoms away. And the emotions of the people who that's happening to. And this list could go on and on and on. That covers some of the main ones. And hopefully, as you've been able to smile warmly and benevolently at each thing that I brought up, you've managed to stay a little bit more neutral, not triggered, not pulled in, but remaining just a little outside of it. That's where you need to be to do this next part of the process. So now you can release yourself from that, but it's a good idea to stay in that place in the center of your head, known as the cave of Brahma, and do the process that we're going to do now from that place. So what I'd like you to do now is to find a very comfortable position for your body. Just readjust yourself if you need to. Take a couple of nice deep breaths and sigh as you let the air out. Anything you might be holding, let it go so we can be fully present to what we're about to do. Place your attention on the force of gravity that you can experience through your body. That there's a great invisible force at all times pulling your body downward, keeping you from floating away. Perhaps you can feel your arms and hands resting on your thighs or on the chair next to you or wherever they're resting. And you can Perhaps feel the backs of your legs or the bottoms of your feet, the pressure there as gravity pulls you downward. And the heaviness of your head, the heaviness of your shoulders, everything being pulled downward. And offer no resistance to gravity. You could work against it. You could try to lift yourself back up, but it's such a lot of work. Might as well just give into it and let it pull you downward. And even as it pulls your body downward, your awareness continues to be free of gravity. Gravity has no effect on your awareness. And you can find your awareness being clear and focused and absolutely free of any constraint whatsoever. And using this state of awareness, what I'd like you to do is call upon an ally, a helping spirit, either that you like to use, one of your favorite ones, or you just call upon one that is willing to come forward and help you in this process we're about to do. And have the ally, ask the ally to guide you to a specific location. You don't have to know exactly where that location is. As long as that location is a good place to do some healing work, you can even ask the ally to help you select from of the many things that we talked about, something specific regarding this worldwide phenomena of the pandemic, to pick a focus. And shortly here, I'm going to begin doing some drumming. And as I drum, you can begin to move in a downward direction. To begin with, some of you may find that you go down and then immediately start going up. Others of you may find yourself going down and then moving off in a parallel. And others of you may continue going down. And that downward journey may be in a tunnel or an opening or a portal of some type. And you don't have to worry about that too much. Just take what comes and allow the journey of the drum and your guide to take you to this specific location where you can interview the spirits that show up and can inform you of what is needed in response to your question or your quest regarding tending to some aspect of the global pandemic. And remember, let the spirits do the work. Don't labor, don't struggle. Relax. Trust the spirits to know what to do and what they tell you you can do. Thank you. Now, wherever you find yourself, do your best to remember what the spirits have told you or recommended to you that you can do, what can be done to assist and alleviate and heal whatever aspect of the pandemic came up for you. And at this point, return to your location where your body is resting in the arms of gravity. And so now wiggle your toes and move your fingers and just get reacquainted with being in your body. And just move yourself a little bit. You can move your arms or move your legs or just get nicely seated back in your body again. And make sure that you thank the guides and spirits and allies and helping spirits that both accompanied you and informed you or were willing to talk with you and share some information with you about what needs to be done. Some of you perhaps were able to actually put some of those recommendations into practice, but some of you may need more time for that. So you can follow this process that we're doing here by doing your own process to do whatever was recommended. So the one limitation that we have here is that we're not able to hear from one another about all the different things that you might have downloaded, that you might have heard that were shared with you. That would be a wonderful thing if we could all hear that. But nevertheless, with each of you taking away something that you can do and putting that practice into motion, a great good can come from this. Now, we want to close this process in a proper way. So we're just going to release the helping spirits in a moment. But before I do that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to light some tobacco. First of all, I'm going to prepare the tobacco. And then I'm going to light the tobacco and use it to clear whatever obstacles, whatever may have come up that got triggered in you, whatever needs to be cleared. It's more than I can know myself. With such a big process, I have no idea some of the things that came up. But so I'm going to prepare the tobacco. Thank you. So tobacco is also an ally. It's a very, very powerful plant ally. And I like to use it sometimes before in preparation and sometimes afterward to do some clearing so that you don't walk away with any residue, you don't walk away with any unfinished business, and it nicely puts things to rest here. So now we'll just... bring in the directions again and release them. We thank all the spirits who have contributed and supported us in this process of doing what we can from each of our own unique positions to tend to and alleviate some of the pain and some of the suffering and some of the difficulties regarding this pandemic. We're so grateful to you. We thank you and we release you. We hope that you've benefited in some way yourselves. We thank you, Mother Earth, Pachamama, for grounding us, for keeping us safe, for all your resources that you provide so unconditionally. We're so grateful for you. We thank you, Pachatata, for the Father Sky. We thank you for downloading the information to us. We thank you for protecting us during this process, watching out over us, so that we could do our work in a safe way. We thank you, Spirit of the North, for helping us to work in a powerful way, work with vitality, and to be well during this process. We thank you, Spirit of the West, for helping us to release whatever we needed to release and for helping us to release for the world whatever the world needs to release at this time, so that the greatest good can come from our collective influence. And Spirit of the South, we're so grateful to you for unifying us, for opening our hearts, for helping us to work in a way that's generous and kind with compassion, and yet without losing ourselves or indulging ourselves in our own processes, so we can be of service this way. Spirit of the East, we thank you for the light. We thank you for the vitality. We thank you for the brilliance. We thank you for the inspiration and the creativity for this process. And we thank you for helping us to be able to be in our present, to be fully present and active in our process. We thank you so much. So with this, our process is complete here. It was not a long process. Notice it is rather short. It doesn't take a long time to do this work. You know, sometimes you can do a journey that lasts 45 minutes or an hour, and that can be interesting. But it's amazing how much you can get done in 10 minutes, which is what we had about 10 minutes process there. So I thank all of you for calling in. I thank you for participating in this process. The power of our numbers is always the number of people times itself. So we were able to accomplish a great deal in a very short time by working together in doing something for the planet. And we'll never know exactly how much was accomplished or what we did. We just know that it was satisfying and that it was worth doing. So I thank you all, and we're now at the end of our process.
Thank you, Jose, for leading this month's SWB Call to Action process, tending to COVID-19. If this work resonates with you and you are interested in finding ways to become further involved, visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB To sign up for free online trainings, purchase the SWB guidebook, view upcoming SWB events, and more. Also, feel free to connect with our growing social media community by joining our Shamanism Without Borders Facebook group. These monthly online events are supported by the Society for Shamanic Practice, a nonprofit organization dedicated to growing and supporting shamanic communities through membership, programs, events, and donations. We invite you to mark your calendar and join us on Tuesday, June 9th at 1 p.m. Mountain for the next Community Call to Action event, Tending to Hucha, Cleansing Our Heavy Energies from Mother Earth, led by SSP Board President Jamie Meyer and hosted by the Society for Shamanic Practice at shamanicpractice.org. Thank you for joining us. Many blessings to you all.